You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Siviso. The acclaimed by The Guardian in London and The Straits Times in Singapore and described by International Piano Magazine as an armor-clad player of complete technique, a thinking musician, a natural romantic. Bobby Chen was born in Sandakan, Malaysia and burst into the classical music scene in 1996 with a sensational season of concerts which included a British tour with Lord Menuhin in a performance of Beethoven's Triple Concerto and a recital at the Royal Festival Hall as part of the South Bank Prokofiev Festival. Now, we now have 27 young Malaysians who will be attending a music course this December at this prestigious school. And to tell us more about Bobby Chen and this initiative is Chris Sayer, Honorary Secretary of Lords Tavernas of Malaysia and the British Malaysian Society of Kuala Lumpur. And we have two young music maestros, 9-year-old Master Ryan Lam and 15-year-old Miss Andrea Sim. Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thank you for having us. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, the Yehudi Menuhin School is a specialist music school in Surrey, England. It was founded in 1963. Chris, for those of us who are not very familiar with this school, could you tell us briefly why it's so special?
Well, it's so special because it was set up by Lord Menuhin. I mean, at the end of the day, it's his name that everybody relates to the music world. And although I'm not a musician myself, I've come to love this particular person so much and the work that he's doing. I'm talking now, of course, about Bobby. And his inspiration from that school, and it's not just a school where music is the be-all and end-all. It's also educational. The courses, he was there, I think, from the age of 11 until the age of 18. So he was there a long time. But it wasn't just music that he was learning. It was learning to be what he is, a good, decent young man. And this is the part of him which I think is tremendous. And the school, of course, only has 60 students at any one time. And it's never been heard of before for them to open their doors to anybody. There's a long, long waiting list. And, of course, the qualifications are very strict. It's very difficult to get into. And here we have 27 Malaysians going, young Malaysians at that. As you know, young Ryan here, 9 years old, is one of them, going all at the same time. And this is something Malaysia can be very proud of. And indeed, this is entirely up to because of Bobby Chen.
Okay. Now, Bobby, was he the first Malaysian to attend this school?
He wasn't. There was one other who's been there as well, but he's the only Malaysian who's been on tour with Lord Yehudi Menuhin himself, and that wouldn't have happened if Menuhin hadn't identified the genius of this young man. I mean, he's not just a great classical musician, he's a genius.
Tell us about Bobby. Why is he so different?
Well, he's different to me because in today's world where everything is so material and I think somewhat self-centered and selfish, this young man has not only expresses himself gently, his humility, he's a lovely young person. He's 30 years old now, so perhaps that's not lovely young person, not the right description.
30 still but, young, Chris.
But you know, for a young person to want to share his experiences at this unique school with others of younger than he is unique in itself, to be able to share that experience. And what he has done to put together this course, which is 10 days, and it's not going to happen in that 10 days, he's worked hours and hours. And it just shows the relationship between him and his alma mater, because, as I said, the Yehudi Menuhin School does not open its doors to any and everybody. And the fact that he's put together 27 Malaysians out of, I have to say, 89. We're on 89.9. There were 89 candidates, and he had to select. And originally it was 22, but through his persuasion and because of the success of the auditions and so forth, it's gone up to 27.
Okay, great. Now, we have two of these young music maestros who are going this December to the UK, to the Yehudi Menuhin School. And before, I better talk to Ryan because he can't wait to talk, can you, Ryan?
No.
You can't wait to tell us all about your experience. Now, what instrument do you play, Ryan?
I play the violin and the piano.
Mm-hmm. And how old were you when you started playing the piano?
I started playing the piano when I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Same for the violin.
Oh, you played it together?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do you play the violin and the piano?
I play the violin and the piano because just that it has been my interest since I was at a really young age.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually do the stuff that are at the top of my list for my interests.
Wow. You mean younger than 4 years old, you already knew you wanted to play the violin and the piano. How did you find you were musical?
At first, I didn't know I was musical, but then I saw that, you know, that I started to really like my instrument. So I thought that I was one of those people who like music at a really young age.
And you're 9 now, and you're in grade 8.
Yes.
In piano?
Yep.
What about the violin?
Grade 8 as well.
As well. So that's almost, you're almost done learning the piano and the violin. Okay, do you get bored at times practicing and, you know, you got to work hard, don't you?
Yeah, I only get bored at the 3rd hour of my practice.
after 3 hours, my goodness.
Okay, would you like to be a performer one day?
Oh yes, I would like to be a concert pianist and a violinist.
Wow, where would you like to perform?
Anywhere in the world that invites me to play, anywhere that I'm welcome to play it.
Mm-hmm. Do you already play now in public? Do you do performances?
Yeah, some performances, but not like big performances in public and famous places.
Okay, not famous enough yet. Yeah, it will get better. Okay, what are you looking forward to during your trip to the UK in December?
I'm looking forward to learn more about my violin and my piano to improve more so that my teachers won't get grumpy.
Why do you make them grumpy?
Because sometimes when they ask me to do stuff, I don't really know how to do what they ask me to do. But only after a while, then, yeah, it'll be okay.
Of course. Remind your teachers that you're only 9 next time. Okay?
They say, although I'm 9, I should be treated like a teenager.
Oh, dear.
Well, you soon will be.
Yeah. But still, remind them that you're only 9. Okay, Andrea, what instrument do you play?
I play the violin and the piano.
As well. How old were you when you started playing the piano?
I was 5.
You were 5. How do you balance schoolwork and music?
Well, it's easier for me because I'm homeschooled to balance it. But I'm lucky to have parents who support my music because that's my priority. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm very lucky.
Okay, Ryan, how do you balance schoolwork and music?
When I come home from school, I try to finish my homework as fast as possible so that I have time for my music practice in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I practice violin and the piano for at least 2 hours in the evening. And I'm sure that I cannot name you guys a single evening that I have missed out my practice.
Oh dear. Do you miss going out and playing?
I still go out and play, but not so much. But somehow I don't miss it.
Okay. Andrea, what do you do when you get tired of playing music?
When I get tired, there's always... I always just think, I know that because I'm a late starter, unlike Ryan, so...
5 is not late, my dear.
But I do know I have a window of time now to practice, work hard. So I have lots to catch up, so mm-hmm. I just always think about that.
What's your ambition?
To be a musician.
Mm-hmm. You want to perform someday?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when you found out you were selected to participate in this course?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was actually at a Philharmonic Society of Selangor rehearsal at the time at choir, and I started shouting, "What? What? Are you sure they have the right person?"
Mm-hmm.
And the whole choir started looking at me, I think.
What are you looking forward to in the UK?
I'm looking forward to becoming a more all-rounded musician, thanks to the composition workshops, improvisation, chamber, which is lacking a little bit in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I think.
And you're only 15, am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Ryan, what are you looking forward to when you go to the UK besides going to the music school?
Besides going to the music school, it is true that in the booklet they told us that we are going to a piano shop to see this Fiazzoli piano. I think it's claimed to be the best piano in the world.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that.
And you'd like to
and
have that.
And also to the food.
Oh.
The good food.
What food? I thought Malaysia had the best food.
All sorts of food there. Mm-hmm. Fish and chips, roast chicken.
Have you been there before?
Once.
Okay, no wonder you know what to expect. Okay, if you have just joined us, I'm speaking to young maestros, 9-year-old Master Ryan Lum and 15-year-old Andrea Sim, and Chris Sayer, who is the Honorary Secretary of the Lord Stephanus of Malaysia and the British Malaysian Society, which is based here in Kuala Lumpur. We're talking about a music course at the Yehudi Menuhin School, which is happening this December. When we come back, we will find out a little bit more about the 25 young musicians and what this course is all about on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture, and I'm Mira Sivasovi, and we are talking about a music course at the Yehudi Menuhin School, which is happening this December. Of course, all of this was initiated by Malaysian-born Bobby Chen, who had the opportunity to actually train at this prestigious school. And with us is Chris Sayer, Honorary Secretary of the Lords Stephanus of Malaysia and the British Malaysian Society based in Kuala Lumpur, and our young music maestros, 9-year-old Master Ryan Lum and 15-year-old Andrea Sim. Now, Chris, 25 young Malaysians, 27 young Malaysians.
27 now, yeah? Yes, that's right.
We'll be attending Bobby Chen's Academy at the Yehudi Menuhin School in December. What's this course all about?
Well, it's all about obviously improving and coordinating that which they've learned already. And let's face it, all of them have had to go through a very stringent audition processes to be selected in the first place. So they are already accomplished pianists. But in addition to that, they'll be also having training in composition, in classical, as well as in other aspects. But in particular, there will be the incorporation, I think, of Malaysian ethnic folklore into music. And I think this is another point that Bobby is bringing out, that he wants to include, and it's something else to be very proud of, that Malaysian feeling and art into classical music, which composition, of course, of which he himself will be doing. And I think part of the course will include that as well. And don't forget, there will be, in fact, 9 tutors of the highest caliber, world-class tutors, who will share their experiences with the youngsters as well. They will also be going to a live concert in London as well. So it's an all-round academy, if you like. I mean, in 10 days, obviously you can't accomplish everything. And one-to-one tuition with some of the most famous professors in the world is something that anybody in that field would yearn to have, mm-hmm. the opportunity to be part of.
Right.
And I think the other final thing is that amongst themselves, that they haven't all met each other before. And this is why before they go, we had an event a week ago, so to introduce them to each other. I think from that, I hope they will learn sharing their experiences and making friends and making friendships which will last forever, not only there but also here, of course.
Who's the youngest participant?
I think young Ryan over
Ryan,
here.
Ryan, you're going to be the youngest there.
And judging from his outgoing personality, there's a lot that can be learned from him already.
Already, yes. But your teachers say you ought to be treated like a 13-year-old or a teenager.
The only downside is he supports Manchester United.
Oh, dear. You support Manchester United.
Yeah.
Andrea, what are you looking forward to? Which one of the courses or gurus or teachers that you are looking forward to work with?
I'm looking forward to working with all of them, actually, because they're all so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But,
okay.
Yes.
So you've got Professor Murray McLaughlin, you've got Professor Ruth Nye, Professor Douglas Finch, Dr. Cheryl Francis Howard, Dr. Stephen Goss. I mean, where before have those people been together themselves to help improve the ability of our young Malaysians? I think it's something very special.
Right, and not to forget Bobby Chen himself.
And of course, Bobby is the lead, isn't he?
Yeah. Is 10 days sufficient, though, to run a course like this?
Well, you've got to start somewhere. I mean, I think Bobby's ultimate aim is to establish a conservatory or academy right here in Kuala Lumpur, ultimately. But he just wants to get the ball rolling, and hopefully out of this course will come, if not all, at least 10% perhaps, who will go further and further and not only improve their own skills and their own ability and their own knowledge, but also be recognized in Malaysia. The classical music, at the moment, Bobby himself is better known outside Malaysia than he is in Malaysia. And this is why we and the Lord Stephanus and the British Malaysian Society got behind him, because we wanted to show people hear that this young man is not just a good classical pianist, he's a genius. Mm. And Malaysians are perhaps not familiar with that as yet.
A genius with a huge heart.
Oh, absolutely right.
Yeah. Will there be some kind of continuation to this course for this group of 27 children?
That's something which is still in the melting pot. Of course, none of this happens without the support of many people, most of all, of course, the parents, but there is, of course, financing involved and so forth. And hopefully, as a consequence of this, I mean, already we've had support. When Bobby came here in June, thanks to Tutun Ahmad Saji and Datta Krishnan Tan and their respective organizations, IGM and, of course, the IMP group, as well as Selangor Properties, Puan Sri Chuan is all behind, and this has helped, and AirAsia are helping with the travel aspect of things. So all these people together, we can get something going for the future. And I think the ultimate objective is to do this on an annual basis.
Okay. Now,
I would just add, though, and I think the two youngsters should listen to this a little bit too, is that how they behave when they're there and how they react and how they respond to the teachers will have a big effect on the future. And I'm quite sure that they will be able to uphold the high standards of the school. And of course, this reflects on not only themselves as individuals, but on Malaysia as a country. Mm-hmm. And that's a big responsibility for young people.
Andrea, how are you looking forward to this trip? Are you excited, or how do you feel?
Well, I'm very excited. Mm-hmm. Not only to go to the Yohidin Menuhin School, but to hopefully see snow and eat all sorts of food, like Ryan said.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, how do you feel?
Oh, I feel overjoyed and thrilled that I have the great and rare opportunity to go to this really good school. It's called Yehudi Menuhin School. Also, it's a really good chance for me to see how, in fact, not see, just to feel how hard the people work in Yehudi Menuhin School.
I know, I understand. Mm, it's very, very tough, yeah?
Well, I think that's part of the program, isn't it?
Of course.
It's learning to see just what is involved. It's not a question of... There is no examination at the end of this course, and that sometimes gets too high on the priorities, that it's you've got to pass another exam. There's no exam involved. It's just the being able to drink in the atmosphere. I mean, Lord Yehudi Menuhin himself is actually buried in the grounds of the school. Mm-hmm. So the whole atmosphere, if you like, is one which they will take in and I'm sure bring back to Malaysia.
Okay. So this course is being held from December 13th to 23rd. And, unfortunately, all 27 participants have been selected. Well, we look forward to maybe another round next year.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
And thank you, Chris.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Chris Sayer, Honorary Secretary of Lords Taverners of Malaysia and the British Malaysian Society of Kuala Lumpur, and our young maestros, 9-year-old Master Ryan Lam and 15-year-old Miss Andrea Sim, all on their way to the UK this December. All the best to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.